Another day of local sports talk.
Careful.
Oh, here we go. See, yeah, you know, there's always something with you.
What do you mean?
Sports Saturday.
You always take this down this terrible, uncomfortable road.
Okay.
On 101.3 ESPN.
This is a special edition of Sports Saturday this morning. We are live at FanFest. Patrick, Jim, UVM, and Albany getting ready to face each other for the America East Championship. The winner punches their ticket to the NCAA tournament. And that's a big deal. There's no question that that's a big deal. But there's another big deal in town, and that's Vermont Bucks football, everybody. And I've got two of the players. So you think of it as a big deal. You see the two guys I'm standing next to right now. If you're in for a fan fest, which you should be, you'd see how big they are standing next to me. And I've got the center of the Bucks, Daquan Murray, with me right now live on the air. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man? I'm blessed, man. It's amazing, man. Amazing atmosphere, amazing people. See, like you got some amazing food, man. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah.
Just happy to be here, man.
And also defensive end John Lattimore is here with us today.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Man, listen, fellas. Well, first of all, I want to ask you about the cold weather. I mean, it's -3 degrees today. I mean, you're from the Northeast.
Yeah.
So Daquan's from the Northeast, but John, you're from North Carolina. This has got to be rough this morning.
Yeah, we don't really see too much stuff like this, man.
It's too cold.
I just told John that we're supposed to get like 18 inches of snow on Tuesday, and his mouth dropped down to the floor. But hey, you'll get used to it after a while,
yeah.
So, guys, listen, are you excited to be a part of this? I mean, you are part of the inaugural season of Vermont Bucks football. I mean, you can see what the community rallies around their sports teams. They love their sports teams. And this is a football junkie area. Yeah. Are you excited? Friday night's a big night. St. Patrick's Day over here at Gutterson. Yeah. What's going to happen here, guys?
Man, if you come out to the game, man, you're going to see a lot of things, man. You're going to see a lot. It's going to be real exciting, man. It's going to be some hard hitting, some fast, man, fast-paced football, man. And this city has been feeding for football, man. I'm being from the New England area. You know, all we really got is New England Patriots for, you know, professional football as a professional, you know, professional football. But, you know, man, we're bringing some exciting things, man. The city is fiending, and we can tell just going around town and, you know, everybody's just showing us love and saying that they're so thankful that we're here. And, you know, it's been an amazing experience so far, and it's only going to get better.
So, Daquan, you're the center on the team, and obviously, that's arguably, besides the quarterback, you are the field general on the football field.
Yeah.
Has it been difficult? You guys haven't been here that long. Has it been difficult to get the continuity you need to start playing?
And that's the crazy thing about it. It's like, the way coach set up our practices and set up our, you know, our events and everything, we have gelled. It feels like we've been at practice. It feels like we've been playing with each other for years. We're buddies, man. We go out, we do everything together. We eat together. We stay in our same hotel, man. We've gelled. Like, I've never been on a football team, and you know, I've played professional football in the past and at college, where we've just gelled so easily and so quickly. And we was game. Let me just say this: we was game ready days ago. We was game ready days ago.
I have to say, if you haven't liked the Bucks on Facebook yet, you have to do it because Coach Bryson, Urban Bryson, does these Facebook lives, and you guys are out of control. I mean, it's almost more fun to watch that, I think, than the games. But we're really excited. So let me talk to John for a second. I know John, you got a little nervous. John, the biggest man I've ever seen in my life, but he's a little nervous to get on the microphone. I don't know, but you're from North Carolina, defensive end. Talk a little bit about your career and what you're expecting here with the Bucks.
I started off in junior college, played college football at East Carolina, finished up my career at North Alabama, had a little stint with the Atlanta Falcons. Injuries, man, I tore both my Achilles, so that kind of really just slowed me down, and got a call from Irv, man, and he was like, man, what you think about trying to make this comeback? So I was like, yeah, I want to see if I had a little bit left in the tank, so I feel good. So this is probably the best I ever felt in my career, like without just going along without injuries and stuff like that, so. My body really needed that rest, so I feel good, man. So
you're excited about being in Vermont. I mean, obviously it's cold weather, but, I mean, there's got to be some excitement. You open up on Friday. I mean, just think about – I mean, you're less than a week away. You guys are going to be on the field. I mean, talk about the excitement that brings, not only for the fans, but for you guys. You guys got to be excited.
Man, like the whole team, man, we really, really, really are excited, man. Half of them, like I said, man, it's the second chance for a lot of us. So, I mean, like the whole team is hungry, so we're going to put up a show for everybody. So the main thing we really want to tell everybody is, man, we just want some type of support. Even if you don't come to the first game, we just want you guys to support us, so we won't let you guys down. So
we've talked to Coach Bryson many times. We've had him on the air, and he's talking about what his offense wants to do, what his defense wants to do. What are you guys seeing in practice so far? I mean, can you be as explosive as Coach thinks you guys can be?
Man, very, man. We're solid all across the board, man. We got one heck of a defense. We got one heck of an offense. I mean, I don't think nobody is as good as us in this league, to be honest with you. And I'm just really just being honest, man. Like, I've been around football for a long time. Been playing for like 15 years now, so he did it. Coach did a heck of a job. I can't lie on that one.
Talk about the being a, I mean, you know, football is taking time. It's obviously the number one sport in Vermont, right? Yeah. Number one sport in the world right now, in the country at least. But it's taken a hit with the concussion stuff, and people don't want their kids to play football. I mean, talk a little bit about growing up and playing football, and as long as they're taught the right way, let's talk some good parts of football, what it's brought to your life, and the work you've had to do to keep yourself in the game as long as you have.
Well, I'll talk a little bit in a little man talk.
All right, it's fine. Yeah. I know. Hey, you didn't want to talk, but now he's talking. Now he wants to give it back. Okay.
Oh, for me, man, I feel like, man, in football, man, that's the only sport that really can show you the value of life. Like, it brings you, like, in a family-oriented, like, place. Like, not to talk disrespect basketball or anything,
sure.
But basketball is a little bit more of a individual sport, you know. In football, man, it takes all 11 guys to win a game.
Yeah.
You know, in basketball, you know, you can have that one guy that's an all-star and he can take you to the promised land. But in football, if you don't have team chemistry, no egos, you know, it's really, truly take all 11 guys to really, you know what I'm saying, take you to a championship. So, really, it's just a family-oriented thing. So, that relies, like, it translates to real life. For me, man, like, honestly, like, man, what football did for me, like, I don't know where I really would be, like, without football. Like,
right.
Man, just honestly, I was a bad kid back in the day, and the only thing I can really turn to was football, really. So that's what it means to me. It means everything to me, honestly. Like, I'd die for it, really. You see me, I got two torn Achilles,
and you're still
I'm
playing
still
the
here.
Game.
You know what I'm saying? That's because I love the game. It ain't for me coming here, it wasn't never about the money, man. It's just because my love and passion for the game. Like, it's nothing like hearing those cleats come out the tunnel and just looking around, seeing your guys just getting ready for a game. Like, I'm telling you, like, it just gives you cold chills when you get that feeling, man. Like, the best thing about football for me, man, is, like, I don't play in front of, like, 50, 80,000. It's funny. Like, when I put my hand in the dirt, it's crazy. Like, I don't hear anything. You know what I'm saying? I just hear the quarterback when he say, ready, set, hut. It's crazy, man. Like, just the things you just get from football that the people who don't play, like, can't experience. But I'm going to let my man take over.
Well, John, that was John Latmore, defensive end, Bucks. We'll give it back to the Daquan Murray, our center here. So talk a little bit about it, though. I mean, you know, like, my point being with when it comes to the game of football, you know, there are parents that don't want their kids to play. You know, they're worried about concussions, and all rightfully so.
Yeah.
But you can see what it's done for your teammate here. I mean, talk about the great parts of football, as long as it's taught the correct way.
You know what? It's all about, as far as what you were saying about the injuries and whatnot, it's all about who you have coach your child. And, you know, the type of programs that you have your child in. And, you know, the programs that you're exposing your child to, because football should be taught the right way. There's a right way to do things. And, you know, if you got one of them hard-hitting coaches that don't care, they just want you to throw your head in there and everything. There's a proper way to play this game of football where you can avoid injuries.
Well,
if you do everything at 100%, you fail at 100%, you win and you succeed at 100%, you will not be injured. You always keep your feet moving and you always keep your head up. And you will not be injured. And it's funny that you said that to me, man. My brother passed away last year. He played for the New England Patriots, Ron Brace of EST. So, you know, I'm very, very, very big on, you know, playing this game, this sport the right way, because, you know, I've experienced that, you know. In fact, next month it'll be a year since he has passed away.
No, I'm sorry.
And, you know, he's my motivation and everything. So as far as how football changed my life, and, you know, I can't imagine myself doing anything. Like my man Lattimore said, man, like just the atmosphere, the vibe, and when you got your headphones on before a game, and, you know, it's another type of monster. It just feels it's like a different type. It's a drug, man. It really is a drug. And it's so – it's crazy that this sport gets so many – you know, so much bad attention, but, man, it creates character. It creates men, and you know, it's you know, I didn't know this man. 2 weeks ago, I didn't know this man, man. That was my boy. You see what I'm saying? Like,
well, you're going to be heating that. You guys are going to be shoveling pretty soon in a couple more days. Have you ever had a shovel in your hand before? That's my question. Johnny, you ever had a shovel? No?
Yeah. I got a plow back home.
All right, guys. So we have a couple minutes left. Let's take you guys to we're going to fast forward to Friday night. You're in the locker room before you take the field. What's that intensity going to be like? What's that going to be like when you guys are in there?
Man, I'm getting chills thinking about it. It's gonna be our first game, man. We've been in tour days. We done dealt with cold, man. We done dealt with so much stuff, man. And we just sick of hitting each other. And I feel bad for whoever come across our face, man. You're not gonna want to miss it, man. March 17th, 7 p.m. here at the Gutterson Arena, man. Please, your Vermont Bucks, Vermont's first professional football team. It's going to be crazy, man. You're going to see some guys in there with some mean faces, and we've been going through a lot, and we just ready to let it all out, man. I know you can see it in my eyes.
I can,
man.
And I can see that, John. I'm intimidated by just looking at you. I'm not. Every time I'm like, hey, look at Smiley, he's just looking at me. You know, like, you know, I'm like, hey, man, I'm on your side. I'm a Bucks fan. Hey, Daquan Murray, John Lattimore, Vermont Bucks. They open up next Friday night at Gutterson Fieldhouse against Connecticut. It's Buck fever here, but it's UVM fever first. We got to get ourselves the NCAA
tournament. Go UVM.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, back. We're going to talk more UVM hoops.